You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
How does your garden grow?
It's time for Greening Out with Jim on 95BFM.
Nice to have this sting back, and nice to have you back, Jim. How are you?
Oh, it's great to be back, Rachel. How are you doing?
Good. The return of the sun and spring literally around the corner, officially on
it's
the
right
calendars.
It's tomorrow.
I know. So exciting. So it's good to be talking gardens with you. I feel like we're all shaking off the cobwebs of winter a little bit here, and I certainly had a look at my garden last night and thought, I'm definitely glad we're chatting to Jim tomorrow. What's yours looking like at the moment?
It's emptier than I would like it to be, but it's also, I don't know, I intentionally kind of rested it. My partner did a really cool thing kind of late summer, which is threw around heaps and heaps and heaps of forget-me-not seeds.
Oh, nice.
And then so they've just been basically growing all winter and they're flowering incredibly now. So I've got this like sea of blue going around and the daffodils are kind of coming up. So it's like, I don't know, I look at it and I'm like, oh, it looks kind of empty, but people walk by and they're like, oh, it looks nice. So I think it's going all right.
Bring in a bit of beauty to the neighbourhood. That's very lovely.
Yeah.
I feel like there's two kinds of people in the world. There's the people who remember to put bulbs in for the flowers in the winter, and then there's the people like me who start to see the flowers come up and be like, oh bugger, I forgot to put any crocus bulbs or freesias or anything in, and my garden's not going to necessarily have that beautiful colour coming out now.
You have to do it in advance as well.
No.
Like months in advance. It's kind of some people are more on top of it than others. I swing between being reasonably on top of it and then being utterly behind and chaotic. So, I feel you.
I feel that. I'd love to know from the listeners what people have popping up in their gardens at the moment. Have you got any spring flowers starting to show their heads? Let us know on 5395. What should people be doing, though, if a little bit like me, their garden is looking more like a big patch of weeds right now, Jim? Any suggestions for where to start kind of getting it ready for the coming seasons?
Yeah, totally. I think it's like now's a really good time to like just see what you've got in there and kind of see if you can remember what went well last spring and last summer. Of course, they're not the only growing seasons, especially here in Auckland, but in the main kind of seasons for productive gardening.
Totally.
So I guess a really good thing to do is kind of like make a little plan. So right now I'm actually at a client's house in Takapuna doing a plant layout, and that's kind of applicable to what you could be doing in your own garden. So making a little plan, and then like if you have plants that you want, even if you don't, you could like have a little popsicle stick, be like, this is where I want my strawberries, this
nice.
Is where I want my tomatoes or whatever. But having that in the ground and walking around it and seeing how it like worked in your imagination, that I think that's a really good forward planning thing, and that's something that you can be doing now. You might be kind of a dreamer and you might have been doing that all winter, and I think just kind of seeing what you got, kind of having a bit of a tidy up and just getting ready, you know.
What are you looking forward to growing? What was successful in your garden last year? I feel like you had beautiful flowers, Jim, but what else did you pop in?
Well, last year, kind of like the year before, we went really hard on produce. So I grew a lot of heritage tomatoes and chilies, and then they were kind of self-seeded everywhere, and that was really cool as well. But then, last year over summer, I just did a lot of dahlias, which was so much fun. But I've forgotten where they are now, and I've left them in, so some have rotted. I think a lot will come back, but... I don't know. What I'm really looking forward to doing is growing radishes. I simply love growing radishes. I reckon they're the most fun things to grow. They're super quick to do from seed, like 3 weeks, and you'll be eating fancy, fancy, spicy little things.
Nice.
And, I was even just buying like a little packet. I bought one that was aimed at children.
Oh, perfect. That's my level.
Of, colours. Exactly. And, them in, and it's so much fun, like the most rewarding thing to grow.
So
we're doing that.
I feel like chucking some random flower seeds is always quite exciting because you never entirely know what's going to pop out the other end.
Oh, and those little wildflower masses are so much fun.
They are. They really are.
Yeah.
What else is on your growing calendar this year, you reckon?
I'm going to try eggplants. I haven't had heaps of success with them before, but I grew them up on my porch, which is really, really, really hot, which they should kind of like, but I don't know if I just didn't water them enough or, I don't know, but looking forward to trying them again, and also growing some more chilies and making some hot sauce.
Oh, yeah, nice. We had a very unsuccessful chili year in our garden over the last season. I'm going to blame all the rain, but I think it might have just been a bit of neglect from our part as well.
I mean, you can blame it.
Yeah, totally. I think it's going to be an interesting season as well because it's going to be a bit dry out there, potentially.
Have they confirmed that? I know there was talk about it. There's the Spanish Nina or whatever.
One of them. I can never work out which one's La Nina and El Nino. I don't know which one does which. But I think that dryness is definitely starting to look like a probability at this point.
Ooh, okay.
So any tips for thinking about the dry coming up potentially?
Yeah, I mean, it's so wild to think about after like what we've all kind of experienced. I think, yeah, maybe it's a good time to, when you are doing a clear-up and having a bit of a mental plan, to do some prep as well. So get down a nice layer of mulch. Starting that now, especially if it's like fresh arborist mulch, help it break down in time. So it's really just keeping all the good stuff in the soil. And that will help with moisture retention as well throughout. So that's a good thing to get onto now if you've got any arborists in your neighbourhood.
Excellent.
Give them a call.
We've got a few people who also went hard on the flowers over the last season. Someone says, I also grew lots of dahlias. They're so joyful and they remind me of my grandma, which is a really nice thing to see in your garden in the morning. I think
that's really cute. And I think that's quite common with gardening as well. A lot of people are like, oh, it reminds me of my grandparents or reminds me of so-and-so. And I think, yeah, it's a sweet thing that plants can do. So I feel you, listener. That's really sweet.
Grizzy sent a text saying that she was like me as well and then sort of, you know, used to always forget about putting bulbs in. But once you put them in, they'll just keep coming back year after year. She's been picking...
Well, yeah, they can naturalise.
Yeah, totally. She's been picking freesias for a couple of weeks now. They're also my fave too, Grizzy. And I feel like this is literally the time of year where you're like, it's grim a bit. Apart from the sun we've had the last couple of days, it's a bit grim. Everyone's a bit worn out by winter. And then you go for a silly little walk around the block and you can smell the freesias, and it's very hopeful and nice.
It's good, eh?
It is good. It is good. Yeah. It's good to have you back too, Jim. It's good to be talking.
Good to be back.
Good to be talking gardens with you. We'll chat to you again in a fortnight.
Sounds good.
In rotation with our friends, the Hobby Goblins.
And, I love it.
Well, maybe we'll have a bit more of a chat about mulching because it might be something we need to all think about this summer as well.
Yep, definitely good talk to that.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much, Jim. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, too. Take care.
See ya.
From the smallest seed grows a mighty forest.
That was Greening Out with Jim, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.